Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking the Cuomo brothers.
Oh, yeah. What are they up to?
I don't
Sov
know.
Says he would fuck the former governor.
Now that,
now
that they're not in politics.
Don't you even dare. Mm-hmm. You know I want to fuck the guy on TV.
So I want to fuck the TV guy.
I want to fuck the TV guy. Why would I want to fuck the guy? You want to fuck the governor because you're attracted to power.
No, he doesn't have any power anymore.
But he, mm-hmm. it's the residue of power.
I'm attracted to the powerful legs and arms of the TV guy.
Good afternoon. I'm going to bend Adam over and make pleasure in his ass.
It'd be funny if he's still doing press conferences just for his
dude. He was
daughter's boyfriend.
I am gay.
I am gay now.
Fag. I am a homo. As a New Yorker, I am queer. As a New Yorker, I am trans.
You think if they were like, Andrew, you have to suck dick on cam.
I am
and
a
everyone's
slut.
Gonna see it.
Yes.
And you become governor again. Mm-hmm. He would do it for sure, right?
Well, it turns out he was right because the woman that accused him in Albany, like dropped everything, recanted, and then she like wound up dead. So it's, it sounds like,
yeah,
she killed herself. She drove out to the middle of nowhere and shot herself five times in the back of the head.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And so you always.
She must have been feeling pretty guilty about falsely accusing the governor. Yeah.
You always hear the accusation, and then you convict someone in their mind. But when the story's recanted, no one says anything.
She was found drowned in a gallon of pasta sauce, which I imagine she did herself.
Yeah, of course.
I don't think that there's any evidence of a Falluduccio play.
And it wasn't even good pasta sauce. It was classic.
It was ragu.
Yeah, it was ragu.
Classico, which one is that?
Classico is the one with the label that makes
it's very
look
rustic.
Good.
It looks like a pirate, man.
But it's not bad. Some of those are okay.
No. It's the label. The label tricks you.
The label does trick me, but the vodka sauce, well, you put cream in anything. It's
you put cream in you put cream, not only cream, but you just get like the Italian sausage at the grocery store.
Yep.
Chop that bit. Take the casing off. Chop that bitch up.
Yes,
throw the fucking sauce. Yep.
You zhuzh it up a little bit.
Zhuzh de voix.
Like you're on Chopped. Like you're on Chopped.
What are you laughing at?
No, I thought it was cute what you did. The little French thing. No, I'm sorry for laughing.
One of the greatest commercials of all time, the Lens Crafters or the Four Eyes commercial. Remember that place, Four Eyes? It was a glasses retailer, but the guy, he's like trying to sell $300 glasses, lady. She's like, what are these? He's like, well, these glasses speak French.
I don't remember, but I
great
like
commercial.
That. That's a good commercial.
Yeah. No, I don't remember that story.
Well,
Four Eyes?
I'm sorry. Do you remember which direction my head was facing when I was telling the story? Was it towards
for
you?
For the sake of the audience.
Was it towards you?
For the
you?
Sake of the audience listening at home, Nick was looking directly into my blue-green eyes.
No.
Yeah, first of all, your eyes are not that color.
They're hazel.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Hazel's totally different than blue-green.
Hazel is blue-green.
Hazel's fucking green-brown,
no,
idiot.
No, it's not.
I guarantee it.
Look it up.
I don't have my phone. My phone's over there.
Look it up.
Because I'm a fucking professional.
Depending on the color of shirt that I'm wearing, I either have green or
blue. You know
blue
what?
Eyes.
Suck my dick. I'm going to look this fucking bullshit
okay.
up. Hazel is definitely not. It's got brown in the mix.
No, I met a German the other day. And he said that they wouldn't have even put me in the camps. My eyes are so beautiful. Mm-hmm. They're like, no way a Jew could have such stunning.
He could see your eyes through the hole in the bathroom stall?
Yes, he could, in fact. I put my whole head through it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Said, I like to meet people.
You think there were any gay guys in the Holocaust when they were sending him in the showers? He's like, ooh, the showers.
Yeah.
A little hole opens up in the ceiling. He's like,
ooh, it's the Holocaust.
Excuse me. Yeah. Hazel, two definitions. Number one, a shrub or small tree that bears an edible nut.
Mm, that's what I was talking
that's
about.
That's your pubes.
That's what I was referencing.
That's your pubes. Yeah. And the edible nut is your little ass dick, the size of half a cashew.
Eating edible nut.
Number two, a color that combines light brown with green and gray hazel eyes.
Yeah, green. See, people also
fuck you.
Fuck
people
you.
Also
fuck
you.
You're fucking wrong.
You're a liar.
Well, I have gorgeous eyes.
Fuck you.
Well, you were so happy to give yourself a compliment and take a victory lap that you created for yourself that you had to fucking.
Sav, I'm on my victory lap. I have the American flag in my hands.
You had to do a misstep.
The crowd is cheering. My father is shouting, I'm proud of you for the first time.
They were until you said, Hazel.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And now they're like, boo, listen, fag, boo.
Add it to the list.
He's
add
a bitch. The they're throwing shit at you. They're shitting
like
in their
apes.
They're shitting in their cups. Their soft drink cups. And they're tossing them.
And the Philadelphia Eagles fans are throwing poo onto them.
They're throwing their own feces.
On free poo night, no less.
Which, by the way, got to say, well, hilarious. You brought up Philadelphia. They actually are the rare winners. And by the time you guys are listening to this, this already happened.
I believe half of the wild card games are done. We're on Sunday.
No,
right
everything's
now.
Done.
No, it's,
oh, you're right,
it's
you're
wild card
right. You're right. Wild
NFL
card
weekend.
But anyway, very funny. The fucking Colts traded for that redheaded fucking loser, Carson Wentz.
Mr. Unvaxxed,
who was hurt the whole season and shit. Sucks dick. They lose to the Jaguars. Mm-hmm. They miss the playoffs, and they give Philly their first round pick. They traded Philadelphia.
Wait. To make matters worse,
yeah.
The Jacksonville Jaguars faithful arrived at the stadium.
It is
many of them wearing clown clothes.
It is very funny for professional athletes to refuse the vaccine.
Yeah.
I guess that really kind of applies to any group of people.
No, I mean, they're
you know, like this business, you need to do a shit ton of cocaine.
Right.
Even in the years where they're like 25% of it is fentanyl.
Right.
And you're like, okay, well. Do you want a podcast or not?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Do you want it? Do you want?
Those are the hazards that Biden is sending us into.
Yeah.
We need free fentanyl testing strips. Right. We need time off.
But somebody that's sitting in like a cryo chamber when they're not at work, like being filled with ape blood.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they'd be like, I don't know.
I don't trust it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you fuck your teammates so much. That's the funny thing about Kyrie. Like, look. Whatever.
You can only play on the road.
I don't give a fuck if whoever's on Vax, but if some like if Patreon was like they're not giving us half the money if one of you is unvaxxed, mm-hmm. I would take a gun to your head.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I would be like, you're getting vaxxed. Well,
it's for money.
The NFL
Kyrie is losing $14 million this year.
The NFL is the funniest of all of them because it's like you're guaranteed to get fucking CTE.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to get angry and kill your family in like 30 years.
Yeah.
And it's like, you do have bodily autonomy. It's like you just sold it for millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you're a modern day, like, gladiator.
Wentz had, like, a shoulder or some other, I don't know, I haven't been following, but I remember he was like, yeah, I just got to, I'm looking at a couple different doctors, getting a couple different doctors' opinions on my shoulder. It's like, all right, man, well, what did they say about some other stuff? He's like, well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
But shout out. Anyway, fuck the Colts, you pieces of shit. You stole the Baltimore Colts years ago. Mm-hmm. You got Peyton Manning. He's a fucking piece of shit. You got the other guy, Andrew Luck, who you forced out. Good for him. And now you're rewarded with that piece of fucking dog shit, Wentz, that you had to give up a fucking first round pick for. Fuck you. Fuck the Irsay family and their pillhead fucking owner, who actually is pretty funny.
Jim
but
Irsay?
Fuck him.
Yeah. He's cool.
They fucking left Baltimore in the middle of the night. And even though I was not born and my family was still in Greece when it happened, I'm pissed off.
They were throwing poo in Greece.
Actually, when did that happen? Let's see. Was my family here?
It was probably in the 70s or something.
I feel like, early 80s, I feel like.
Yeah, maybe.
Colts. 1983.
All right, let's
see. Nick's going to get it on the nose.
I might be thinking of the year CDs were invented. That might be October of 1983, the compact disc.
Oh, very close. March 1984. So close.
Very close.
But the idea was inseminated.
It was inseminated in a major way.
In the beginning of the season.
Yeah, 83. Which would have been 83, you're right.
Which would have been October 1983.
You're probably right.
As I remember, that was the season. It started the same time that the CDs were invented.
So my family got here in 1981. So you know what?
They were here for a while.
The Halkies family.
Wow.
I was under the impression.
They arrived around the same time as AIDS and crack.
82, I'm sorry.
I was under the impression your family came like right when you were born or something.
They came 8 years before I was born.
Oh, yeah. My family came 82 as well.
Look at that.
Maybe they were on Ellis Island together.
Yeah, they definitely passed through Ellis Island together.
Maybe your dad told my dad
he was
going to
beat his
ass.
I was laughing with somebody the other day about how like. Maybe it was just on the show, and I'm forgetting. Because I'm like, do I talk to anybody? No. But did we talk about the Ellis Island?
Like, I don't think
there's all these Italian people whose names was like,
I think we did.
For Dodinzia or whatever. Yeah. But then there's like one.
Yeah, Faglio.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, that was on the show.
You got to keep Faglio. Yeah, yeah.
No, yeah. On the show. Which, actually, next week's show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so next week we got a Grave Faglio bit.
I forgot about that. We fucking recorded in the future. That's awesome. I love fucking up the timeline and making people confused. Mm-hmm.
There's a guy with yarn and a pin board trying to figure out, trying to play it the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
y'all watch any movies lately?
Yeah. I watched It's Complicated.
Have you ever seen that?
I think it's for all people, personally.
What's that situation again?
It's pretty good. Honestly, I'd recommend it to any of my boys.
Including all of our listeners who are my boys.
Emily in Paris recently.
It's really good. I watched the whole thing.
It's good, but I just can't figure out if... Is she one of the in Paris?
I don't believe so.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there.
I don't believe it has anything to do with Kanye West.
I'm sitting there, and I keep asking,
Jay-Z.
Where the hell are all the... that I heard about. That's my only
reference.
So
you listened to that song and you were like, oh, this was in Paris universe.
I said, Jesus Christ, Paris must be filled with...
Yeah, it's in the in Paris cinematic universe. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I thought Atlanta was bad. Apparently, Paris...
Wait, Atlanta?
Central.
Why would that be bad?
This Paris place. Where are we? Town?
Have you ever been to Paris?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to have to go
based on the song.
If I had been there, I'd be a more cultured person that wouldn't say such things.
Right.
But as it stands...
Yeah, let's start doing field trips for racists. We take them to Paris.
Yeah, we show them that it's not really like that.
It's not like that at all.
Yeah.
There's not that many of them. Mm-hmm. And then they can actually, be like, well, you know what? This is a good town.
You're watching a lot the in show the suburbs. About this, this yeah. Emily... this Emily that's living in Paris?
Mm-hmm.
There's not that many. I was going to say African Americans, but I suppose it's Afro-Francoise.
Yeah.
What's the term?
I don't know. Black guys in France.
Yeah, there's a lot of like Senegalese.
You go there.
There are a lot of black people.
Ivory.
They got the fucking shaft because it's like, you know, not to. If you had to qualify 400 years of slavery.
Right.
The ones that the British brought over to America kind of had it. Pretty good when you compare it. When you compare it to the French.
Hear him out. Stop. Hear him out.
If you compare the brutality
he's
of
making
the French,
a point.
I see. Okay.
In slave trade, right?
Solely in that context,
American slaves did not have it as bad as
the
Caribbean or the Brazilian ones for sure.
Yeah. Some of the most pampered slaves imaginable. Some may say.
They're just out touching. I mean, first of all. They're all farming, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what do you want? You want fucking corn filled with worms all over your hands? It's rough. Or literal just like, it's just soft. You're surrounded by pillows. They spent the entire day in bed, basically.
Because of cotton is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a cloud.
It's literally the magic of our lives.
The touch, the feel of it.
Yeah.
I guess I would call slavery of all kinds of kind of a 0-0 tie. I guess I wouldn't see anybody winning being a slave, but, you know, I suppose there's other
All right,
ways
well,
to
then let's remove it. Let's put it to something. Would you rather be raped by a British general, a master and commander type?
Right.
Or some French fucking piece of shit? Smells bad.
Okay, you know what? Honestly, the British are still weirdly closeted. They have a lot of rage.
Yes.
French are homosexuals by nature.
Yeah, they do it
They
right.
might kiss you on the neck.
Yeah.
They might suck your nipples a little
this
bit.
This is clever rebranding on their, their end.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because they're also... I mean, they are rapists.
I think Stav's right. I think they're more romantic about
they're
their
They're more romantic in terms of homosexuality, whereas the British are like, they get out of their system and then they fuck their wives.
My only point is this.
Yeah, yeah. No, let's...
American
sorry,
slaves
I'm sorry to cut you off.
Had it easy. And the ones in the French colonies...
right.
They got Le Shaft.
Le Shaft.
Le Shaftre.
Yeah.
And, but the American ones, they ended up with all the culture.
That is, that's true.
And I'm not even talking about now. It's like you look at the history of like But people forget about fucking jazz and that whole, like, wearing the tight little suit, like the Andre 3000 era.
Oh, they were having some good times.
They did
Harlem and shit like that.
Meanwhile,
that sounds sick.
What did French slaves have? They got, like, the
world's worst. Slaves in Harlem.
Well, whatever. But, you know.
Yeah, black guys in the 20s.
The French.
French 20s, black guys.
No, I mean, French now, it's like the accumulation of, like, the worst type of slave to be. It's like the world's worst rap music, like wearing like a little beanie and breakdancing.
Right.
Or being a Holocaust denier comedian.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's their best. That is
Those
their
are your
best.
Options.
Not only best comedian, best black comedian.
Yeah. Oh, that's tough.
The Quirrell
guy. Does he even do act outs?
He has
he
nothing.
He does an act out of a Heil Hitler, but he does it low.
He has not. Yeah. Doesn't even have the confidence
to do act outs.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I would love to see Godfrey do a Heil Hitler. You know he's committing to that. He's two-stepping.
He's going full all the way up.
The best French black comedian. Is holding back his act. This is the best black guy in France. Yeah. Holding back his onstage act outs for fear of going to jail.
Wow.
Which is a complete inversion of what we have, whereas our best black comedians go right from jail for something they didn't do to the open mics to describe watching someone get raped in prison.
It's true.
And they're fully acting it out.
You know what?
They're spreading their ass cheeks just from the jump.
Right. At a Japanese restaurant at 8 p.m.
People are trying to eat. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, that is true. They got a black Holocaust denying comedian?
Yeah, Dudon.
Dudon?
Yeah. Dude.
Yeah. Said, shit, man, I'd like to Dudon.
Oh, yeah. Bitch, yes.
No, this is the jail guy.
Oh, being
Why did I think of that?
Yeah.
Because I had too much slavery and not just the right amount of slavery. Not the perfect recipe of slavery. To become Little Wayne. Uh-huh. Instead, I am Dudon, the over-slaved Holocaust denier.
You know, Nick, I think you'd be surprised, but I think a lot of... I think there are a couple black comedians in America who are also happen to be Holocaust, or Mr. Nick Cannon, for instance.
I will say there is plenty of very hilarious anti-Semitism.
What are you doing now?
I'm just saying,
I'm running screen I'm saying, for the black community.
I'm just saying, don't throw...
By
don't,
making myself the anti-Semite to protect you from the truth that you guys all know. Let me tell you something. I got this.
I can't find Dudon.
No, I think...
Is that his name?
Yeah, but you got to spell it.
Oh, Dudon Mbalabala.
Yeah.
That's a sick name.
There's a...
Born February 11th. We share the same birthday.
Oh.
Look at that.
Man, we have a lot of
great comedians.
Yeah. We have a lot
two
of
two great
common.
Comedians with some very true beliefs. Dudon has initially achieved success working with comedian Elie Semoun.
He has been convicted
humorously exploiting racial stereotypes.
He's been convicted for hate speech, advocating terrorism, and slander in Belgium, France, and Switzerland.
God damn, that is so fucking gay.
Oh yeah, you can't. They don't have free speech in Europe. Mm-hmm. You go to jail if you say something naughty there.
In 2003, Dudon performed a sketch on a TV show about an Israeli settler who he depicted as a Nazi.
Okay.
Well,
I don't know.
Some critics argue that he had crossed the limits of anti-Semitism, and several organizations sued him for incitement to racial hatred.
Okay, free him.
I don't
Dudon refused to apologize and denounced Zionism.
Okay,
damn.
Free him.
Shout out Dudon.
I don't know how I could have lived my life in France.
In the UK also you
Oh, this is sick.
If you say something naughty
I would have been like Bane, basically.
If you say something naughty on Twitter, they call the police.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know what? Hold on.
Somebody did that to me.
In England?
No, in Germany. I'm locked out of Twitter now because it's a German police.
In Germany, you can't even depict Nazis in a movie or anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, really?
Yeah, you can't play Wolfenstein in Germany.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? This is also funny. Dudon has also been known to associate with Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
Yes.
All right.
The world's greatest comedian.
Yeah.
In February 2015, Ahmadinejad tweeted, "Visiting an old friend, a great artist." The tweet included photographs of himself with Dudon's arms around each other smiling. The two also met in 2009 during a visit by Dudon to Iran, where they reportedly discussed their shared anti-Zionist views. Mm-hmm.
Damn. Did he do a gig in Iran?
Huh?
Did he do a gig in Iran?
Maybe he was just there to hang out.
Did he do like the National Stadium?
Yeah, he did.
After a public execution?
Oh, shit, dude. Dudon claims the gesture is an anti-establishment protest. Tony Parker also came under fire for doing the low Heil Hitler.
All right, let's go.
Tony Bennett? So did Anelka.
Anelka, yeah.
Tony
yeah.
Bennett?
Yeah.
No, Tony Parker, who he was married to Eva Longoria, and then he fucked his teammate,
I thought it was
Brent
Tony,
Barry's wife.
Tony
as well.
Bennett.
Oh, that's rude.
It's pretty rude, but French.
She
very
was on
French,
Desperate Housewives.
Yeah, dude, he cheated.
She was
on
a 10 in those days.
She was looking good. She still probably is.
She probably still is.
Shout out
in
to,
those days, though, she
the,
was.
Oh, she was unbelievable.
She was one of the goats. That
but
show
look,
had
anyone but a white woman ages pretty good.
That show had two of the hottest chicks: her and Terry Hatcher.
Terry Hatcher, the exception that proves the rule about white women aging bad.
She still looked good.
She still. I mean, just from Superman. I used to beat off to her like a child.
Yeah. Lois and Clark.
Lois and Clark.
Great show. Contre le système. Et puis, avec le temps, c'est un geste qui est devenu un geste
listen to this, guys.
D'émancipation. Beaucoup d'afro, comme moi,
they probably love saying
d'esclaves.
Beaucoup.
Beaucoup.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
If I was a French black guy, everything
beaucoup.
Would be beaucoup. Yeah.
What does it mean? A lot?
C'est pour
a
se lot. Libérer. C'est-à-dire libérer d'un head. Système, libérer de... Et c'est pour ça que quand Nicolas Anelka a fait ça, beaucoup de jeunes gens ici, les gens de toute religion.
What's he saying? Are you reading something?
He's saying that the swastika, the Hitler salute is a symbol of liberation.
Yeah, it was. It comes from the Romans. Yeah.
Hitler took some good shit.
Extraordinaire parce
he
que
took
c'est,
a lot from the Romans.
Yeah.
The fucking
like,
the
said,
eagle.
Every gender, every social group here, they find it extraordinary because it's also Martinique in origin.
Mm. Oh, is that where he's from?
Et c'est c'est le geste de
that's pretty
de
funny to be a black guy that loves Hitler.
Au système. C'est-à-dire, c'est le geste du
or that does Hitler stuff.
It doesn't sound like he loves
qui
Hitler.
Dit, qui dit stop.
I think it's a stretch.
Fini. Je m'arrête.
But he likes...
Oh, okay, Mr. Fucking...
I'm the judge, jury, and executioner there.
Dudon. He's Ahmadinejad's boy.
I just don't like talking crap publicly about anyone in our industry.
In the community, you're right. I fucked up. It's a brotherhood.
Yeah.
Except for Bob Saget.
Hey, come on, chill, dude.
What, you want...
R.I.P.
You think
Adam
hates
him for spending his whole career pretending to be Jewish?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought Danny Tanner was pretty much what I wanted to be when I grew up.
Right.
A guy with no bitch.
And then you found out he's uncircumcised.
Yeah, and I found out he had a hood.
Ruined your life.
Yeah. Really threw me into a tailspin.
Yeah. Well, dude, Don's out here doing the Hitler salute and shit.
Oh, so yeah, you guys got to see this movie. It's complicated. It's fire.
So who's in it again? I forget.
So you got Meryl Streep, who's the star of it, right? So she's
is that Alec Baldwin in that?
And
it's
Steve Martin.
The movie opens and it's Adam laying down on his back and a guy is above him. And the guy goes,
no.
That's a pussy?
No.
And Adam's like, it's
complicated.
Can you let me do this?
No,
joke?
Because
Can
you're being mean to me. So I wanted to
I'm
step on it.
I'm not being mean
so
to
So I took
you.
Your power
First of
back.
All, are you implying there's something wrong with
I've been
trans
taking
and having a disgusting looking
fucked up
mangled
pussy?
Are you implying that?
Is that
no, I'm not
is
saying
that
there's anything
saying?
Wrong with
are
it.
Are you implying
I'm saying
that
it's
I've been,
fucked up to chop your balls off?
I've been taking a lot of women's self-defense classes
I rest my case.
Okay.
My case
and
has
I'm
been
taking
rest.
My power
And by the way,
back.
In this scenario, Adam, it wasn't even a pussy. Your asshole was so stretched out and prolapsed, it looked like a pussy. And your dick and balls are so small, together they looked like a clit. Mm-hmm. So the guy, who was it, Steve Martin?
Yes.
Steve Martin couldn't tell what he was fucking. And he assumed it was a pussy because your dick and balls, again, are so tiny they look like a clit. And your asshole was prolapsed.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of folded over onto itself like kind of a fat pussy, almost.
Yeah.
So to just...
It was me and Steve Martin, famous comedian, who I hang out with. That's
no,
the main
no,
point
in
of the story.
Movie.
Oh, in the movie.
You play a whore. And the movie came out, what,
anyway,
like 98?
No, the movie came out like
2000s, in the 2000s.
So you were a teen boy whore.
Here's the deal,
right?
That's
what you were playing.
So Alec,
an ugly one.
Alec Baldwin plays the ex-husband of Meryl Streep.
Okay.
And he's remarried to Lake Bell, a 10. Looking awesome. Like a damn 10.
Huge titties.
She's introduced in the movie awesome wearing nose. A fucking bikini.
Sick.
Great.
Fat titties.
Great pair. Anyway.
One of the best pairs in the business.
So that's the new wife. Meryl Streep, she's been divorced 10 years. They have 3 kids together.
Do they show her tits?
She's got the perfect life, though. You know, right. she's got a bakery business.
That's cute.
And she's her dream, she's finally fulfilling her dream of remodeling her house, which is already amazing.
Right.
To have her dream kitchen, finally.
That's awesome.
After all these years.
It took her that long? She's got a bakery business?
She's been busy, you know, living life and making her own decisions.
So she's single.
So she's single. She's been single for a while.
10 years.
It's been a while since a man paid
knocked
any
that
attention.
Pussy loose.
She's on a trip to her kids' graduation. She's so her architect, who's remodeling her house, is Mr. Steve Martin.
Uh-oh.
Okay. She's on a trip to her son's college graduation in New York. They're in a hotel.
Mm.
And
with Steve Martin?
She goes down to the bar, and Alec is there. He's in a fight with Lake Bell.
Oh, no.
Guess what? They get drunk.
No.
Yep.
They fuck?
They fuck.
He cheats on Blake Bell with his ex?
With his ex-wife.
Oh, because it's his kid.
It's their kid.
So he happens to be staying at the same hotel.
They happen to be staying at the same hotel.
Wow.
So then they go back to LA or to California.
Are you talking about Dunstan checks?
Yeah. No. No, I'm actually really invested. I kind of want to hear
this is my goddamn Abe Dunstan. I got Abe. His name
Meryl
Dunstan.
Streep.
It's a really good movie.
Dunstan.
So she fucks Alec Baldwin.
Dunstan busts in.
Dunstan busts in Meryl Streep's pussy.
But guess what? They get back home. They think it's a one-time thing, right? You know, she does, of course. But he keeps like leaving work at a powerful law firm and being like, I got 15 minutes. Like, let me get it in one time. And she's like, no, it's a bad idea. And every time she is touched by a man in this movie, it's like
she
her entire body is coming.
Interesting.
She's really
good. Old bitches need cock, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You really see it. You deserve love, even if you're at a certain age.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Anyway, so they keep fucking, right? Mm. And she's like, this is wrong. This is bad. It's my ex-husband.
She doesn't care that she's cucking like Belle. She probably gets some power.
No, there's some power
out of it.
Yeah. She tells her friends, one of her friends played by Greek actress Rita Wilson.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
And all her girlfriends are like, oh my God, girl.
Oh, that's juicy.
Ooh, you're taking the power back from the
juicy.
Young bitch.
That's
right?
Juicy for sure.
But in this whole time, Steve Martin, good dude, he invites her out to a French film festival because she told him that she used to cook in France.
Wow.
Right? You know? He's like,
so he's doing thoughtful shit.
He's doing thoughtful shit.
While Alec Baldwin has just got his hand on the nape of her neck, you fucking whore.
While Alec is going to the bathroom, while Lake Bell's in the other room, be like, I have 15 minutes, let's fuck.
You know what Adam's name is Alec Baldwin.
I Lick Baldwin. That's how Stop and I actually met.
I'm not bald.
When you're in a shape.
It's also, it's men, M-E-N, plural. All of them.
I'm just one of the men.
Mm-hmm. All of them. You sucked off Jeff Bezos.
Daddy Bezos, who's fucking taking... Honestly, man, I wish I was taking testosterone. I wish I was taking whatever fucking...
Yeah, he looks like...
You can easily get on this.
He looks like Thanos.
There's literally no downsides for you.
I'm going to.
Yeah, dude.
How do I get it?
You just go to a fucking... There's like a million of those like clinics around Manhattan.
Yeah, low testosterone.
For
dude,
guys, that are like, there's something wrong with my... I think I'm aging. They're like...
Oh, yeah. Like 5'4 guys that start getting ripped and start wearing like little black t-shirts and dye their hair jet black.
Well, your blood seems like it's just cherry crystal white. So we're gonna pump you full of some ape blood.
That sounds awesome.
And get you feeling fucking...
I want to feel vital.
Yeah.
Which I do feel. I have to be honest, the holidays took a pretty big toll on me.
Yeah.
I've been eating like an animal. I don't want to go back on the road, man. I just want to stay and get back in the fucking dojo.
You know what's a shame that didn't the Zoom comedy shows were taken over by the world's shittiest comedians that shouldn't be doing comedy?
Mm-hmm.
Because if we had figured out a system where they just Skype you into like Lincoln Lodge,
I know,
you know,
even but that was. I know what you're saying it would be awesome, but I just don't see any way it could work.
It wouldn't. Well, you would have it. It'd have to be a giant screen, kind of tilted above the room.
Right.
With like green.
Like Zordon.
Yeah, with green lighting and the big dark circles under your eyes. They're like, the vaccines don't work. And they're like, it's time to kill Lori Lightfoot. Go.
What are they called?
Go, my children, go. And we're going to do it to Jussie for real this time. And you're like, I'm a comedian. I'm a French comedian.
I'm a French comedian. Yeah.
They're calling him the Doudon of Chicago.
The Chicago Doudon. Doudon Balabala. That's a sick name, dude.
Doudon Balabala is sick.
Anyway, I'm invested. Can you tell me what happens the rest of the movie?
You want me to spoiler alert? You don't like spoiler alerts.
I don't, but I'm enjoying.
I try not to.
I appreciate it. I'm enjoying your retelling, though.
Okay, so
spoiler for anyone who doesn't want to know how it's complicated ends.
Yeah, if you just turn off for the next 10, 15 seconds. So basically.
No, take your time. We got a half hour to fill.
She's deciding, right? And then.
So does she let Steve Martin fuck at this time or no?
Steve Martin, I don't think is.
He doesn't get to hit the skins?
Maybe he's got a kiss. Maybe he got a kiss.
He doesn't get
hit. They had a night together where they went out and they both smoked weed.
Oh shit!
Before a party,
did they got hallucinate? Really,
and they got high, and no, they were like dancing all wacky. And stuff.
I love it.
They're having a great
in an old
night.
Person movie where they smoke a little weed and they're like, "Whoa, a dragon!"
Yeah, yeah. You know? Well, it was like every weed movie from the 90s.
Yeah. Anyway, so they're grooving.
They're having.
But she doesn't so much as guck him off in the car.
No. He's playing it real respectable, you know?
It makes me sick.
He's being a gentleman.
How many times do they go out and he doesn't even get
and
to
that
see
might
it?
Actually be their first, because she keeps like canceling on him and smashing Alec Baldwin.
I see.
The wrong guy.
Of
you know?
Course, of course.
The guy who's really he had a shot all you know before and he blew it.
He blew
you know,
it.
He left her for a younger woman.
Right.
You know, 10 years ago.
So Lake Bell is the one he cheated on her with?
Yeah, it's the one he cheated on her
interesting.
With.
Interesting.
Yeah. And she has a kid too.
Ooh.
Or she like left him and then had a kid or something. Whatever.
At a certain
doesn't
who
matter.
Left him? Lake Bell?
Maybe. And then but he's raising this little kid even though he's an old man. It's kind of pathetic, you know?
I don't think that's
and
pathetic.
It's not pathetic, but it's like he kind of wants his old wife back and not to be raising a little kid.
A little
he's
kid.
He's fucking raised
beneath
kids.
Him.
Right. It's beneath him. Yeah. Anyway, so
that's what the movie wants us to feel.
So Steve Martin, like, they go out, they go to a party, they smoke weed, right? Mm-hmm. And then she takes him back to her bakery, right? Very popular Santa Barbara.
He's about to get sucked off with a croissant in his ass.
And then she makes him a croque monsieur, her sandwich that she used to make in Paris when she was living there.
Oh, shit.
Right?
How do you not fuck him then?
I think they do a kiss. I think they have
a kiss. Come on. That's a romantic time.
He's a respectable guy, you know? He's a good guy.
You're telling
honestly, I would have went with Alec Baldwin if I was her. That guy's pure sex in that movie. And he would have shot her if he didn't get pussy.
But an architect, that's a good guy to know.
Architect is,
what does Alec Baldwin do in the movie?
He's a powerful lawyer.
How about a barkitect? And it's a dog that designs buildings.
I love that.
Yeah.
More windows.
There should be a separate bathroom for...
I love
families.
I love that your dog and a fat woman impression is exactly the same.
Where's the Cinnabon? I've earned it. I'm basically black in this society.
Okay, so they get a kiss at the fucking
bakery.
They get
a kiss, and then Alec Baldwin's like, he's like, fuck. He throws a Hail Mary. He leaves Lake Bell.
Leaves her.
He turns back. He pulls up at the house, right? Oh, also, John Krasinski plays the eldest daughter's boyfriend, right? Jim from The Office.
Is this before The Office or just right in the heat of The Office?
I think this is peak Office.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And they're at a hotel planning their wedding, the eldest daughter, John Krasinski. He sees her and Alec Baldwin pull up to the hotel to smash. And he's freaking out, right? And there's a very funny scene where I think he has like a health issue or something while they're fucking, and a doctor goes up and he thinks that his girlfriend's father is dead while he's been having sex with his ex-wife. And John Krasinski's freaking out. Right. It's a lot of very funny
hijinks there.
A lot of hijinks.
Okay.
He's doing a Dwight look, of course. Looking at the camera.
Oh, of course. Yeah, he's going to do his class.
Doing all
They're going to let
all
him
all
do Jim. You get Jim in 2006, Jim's going to do Jim shit.
Anyway, he throws a Hail Mary. He leaves Lake Bell. He pulls up to the house. All three kids, adult kids, are back in the house for whatever reason.
Sure.
And they're like, the kids are very annoying in this movie, but then they get super stoked that they have...
Our family's coming back.
They have their dad back. Our family's back together. But it's like, grow up. You're adults.
You're an adult.
Your dad was gone for 10 years.
Exactly.
Shut the fuck up.
You're a loser.
You're a loser. Yeah. And they all sleep in bed together.
This is the Dog Architect movie?
Yes.
Dunstan checks in with the Dog Architect. It's number three.
So Alec Baldwin's now living with his ex-wife and the kids.
Oh, so she accepts it.
The kids, like, make her, right? And she's FaceTiming in her bedroom on her computer with Steve Martin.
Oh, shit. Freaky.
They're flirting. And then she's like, you know what? I got to go to the bathroom. So she has a laptop out on the bed. And Alec Baldwin comes in and he's like, I'm going to get some pussy. So he gets naked and lays on the bed. And then Steve Martin is on FaceTime and he's like, and then Alec Baldwin's cock is clearly
That's awesome.
So that's a big funny film.
Do we see his cock?
You don't get to see his cock.
That would be awesome. If in the middle there's like family, let's be honest, this is an old woman's fantasy movie.
Alec Baldwin accidentally comes on someone's face on the set of a movie. And he's like, I don't know whose fault it was, but
it wasn't mine.
It's not my fault.
Okay, so Steve Martin sees his cock.
I have nothing to feel guilty about.
Steve Martin sees his cock. Everything's falling apart, right?
Oh.
She's like, get out of the house. You can't be here. You're my ex-husband. You know,
right.
The kids are like, why can't we have daddy back?
Yeah,
and I was like, fuck you fucking loser kids.
You're fucking losers.
End of the movie, she goes back to Steve Martin. It's one of those romantic comedies where the girl has to apologize at the end.
I love that.
And he takes her on a tour of her new plans for her new kitchen.
He fucks her in the kitchen?
No, you don't get to see Steve Martin.
What the fuck is
this?
He's
kind of a sexless actor.
This is bullshit.
But the implication is that Steve Martin and her, he quits the project because because he has feelings for her.
It's a conflict of interest to fucking make a kitchen for a bitch you want to fuck. Like he's a judge.
But end of the movie, she takes her power back. She tells Alec Baldwin to fuck off, that she's not going to do it again. And it's no longer complicated.
It's not
she
complicated.
She gets Steve Martin. She gets the dream kitchen. And she gets her power back.
Wow.
By smashing her ex-husband who left her for Lake Bell's.
How many times did he fuck
titties.
Alec Baldwin?
I think she fucks him like three or four times.
Okay.
Yeah. I think he gets a decent amount of pussy for her.
Well, that's the other thing, though. That's all the amount. In the real world, that's the only amount of times Alec Baldwin is going to want to fuck her.
Oh, yeah.
If we're talking reality here, I'm not saying he doesn't want to fuck
her. What was the line from... Oh, never mind.
From what?
That's like talking about that. I think it was that Martin Short show, that Lemony Slicket.
Oh, Jiminy Glick.
Jiminy Glick.
Primetime Glick. Best show.
Good show.
Yeah, he's like interviewing something and he's like, do you have sex or something? And fucking Alec Baldwin is like, come on, get real. Get real.
I remember the one with Mel Brooks where Jiminy Glick was like, what's your beef with the Nazis? And Mel Brooks is like, they're rude. I love that.
Martin Short's like one of the funniest.
He is one of the best.
He's like truly.
Yeah.
Extremely talented.
Well, they've got, actually, speaking of Steve Martin, they have that show with Selena Gomez, Only Murders.
Dancing with the Stars? Oh.
No, no.
I don't know.
It's a movie. I think it's a show where they fuck with Steve Martin and Martin Short.
How about
Short,
Dancing with the Stars, COV2?
Okay.
And it's COVID positive celebrities that are exposing a trapped audience of Chinese peasants while they dance and infect them all with the disease they invented.
Yeah. How to take that.
Yeah.
There's no crates of vegetables coming for your ass now, bitch. You're getting this fucking bullshit. That's a good idea. I like that.
Yeah. And then Randy Jackson's like, you got the X Factor.
What's up with Randy? They cut his ass from the show.
He got a lot of plastic surgery, I think.
Did he?
And I think he got a lap band, maybe.
He definitely got a lap band.
Yeah.
But I don't think he got plastic surgery. Yeah.
How about RuPaul's slag race? And it's just British whores.
Yeah.
I love that.
Just they're smoking out, cigarettes. Like,
oh, yeah. Give me some proper cock. I'm due back at the council house for my 3 p.m. pussy fucking appointment.
No, but they say, like, I want to be fucked in me fanny, you know? In me arse.
Mm-hmm. In me arse. In me fanny.
In me fanny. Mm-hmm. Can you
fuck
imagine?
Fuck me, oi.
That's so sexually unappetizing.
Can you imagine Fanny. Being like a Chinese guy that moves to fucking, I don't know, what is that, the Liverpool or what?
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
East
yeah.
London or whatever, yeah. And then you have to learn that type of English?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love when foreigners get, like, even when we were in Australia and I saw, we went to that Greek restaurant and they had a Greek accent with an Australian accent.
Yeah.
Hysterical.
Yeah.
So you sound so stupid. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, a Chinese guy talking like that, that's awesome. Shout out to the, what are they called? Chavs?
Isn't that
what those whores are called?
Yeah.
Chavs?
No, Chav or
those are the
like Ali G.
Yeah, okay, mate. A good luck a cheerio. A good luck a cheerio, number one.
I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to fuck me a chav. I'm pissed, dude. Right when the pandemic started, I was supposed to be in London.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go back this fall.
I was supposed to be in China.
That's awesome.
It's funny how, what the kind of decisions I made. That's not even like... It's not like other people are doing like informed decision making or like, should I go to China? Well, let me check to see if anything's there's gonna going to be a lab on. Leak of some kind of genetically engineered super virus beforehand. Yeah. That's just, I'm like, you know what? February 2020, I'm going to China.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
That would have been so funny. If you just went a month earlier. Mm-hmm. You're just trapped there until right now.
Yeah.
The show's on hiatus.
Yeah.
I come back. I'll have even more money because I would have been forced to convert it all to
Bitcoin.
Crypto. Yeah, the cryptocurrencies to hide it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From the Chinese. And then I come back and I've forgotten English.
That would be fucking sick, dude. Mm-hmm. I pray that happens to you one day, dude.
Yeah.
You just go fully native.
Dude, honestly, like, I know we talk about quitting the show, but if there was a way for us to learn Chinese and then do this show in China, where automatically the audience is fucking tenfold.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because their population is huge.
Yeah.
We would be making like $8 billion a year. Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't we
get arrested?
No,
they're laughing at gunpoint.
As long as you don't fucking criticize.
We talk about how good the party is.
Yeah, criticize Beijing and you're
fine. We love the party.
Yeah, we love the party.
Mm-hmm. I can't get enough of the party.
Yeah, oh, I love it.
The CCP?
My boy Winnie the Pooh.
That guy looks like Winnie the Pooh.
Legend.
I love the accounts on Twitter that like Twitter just brands Chinese state media affiliated. Yeah,
like Chen Weihua?
Oh, Chen Weihua is the best.
He's the best one.
Called her a lifetime bitch.
Yeah, but I mean all of his tweets are good.
What a fucking sick burn.
He's mean to everyone.
Well, called her a lifetime bitch.
He's just shitting on Australia.
Biden will be like, we're going to get this virus under control.
Yeah,
and then Chen Weihua will be like, no, you won't. And then his next tweet will be like, look at this train. Look at China's most beautiful train. The one he retweeted like a couple weeks ago, just some Chinese guy on like a high school track somewhere doing, he was like, have you ever seen 10 backflips in a row? The beauty and power of China.
Dude, China's washing us for real. We're on a huge losing streak. They are fucking our
asses. They already won, dude. We got to go full CCP. That's the best idea.
They truly won.
The best part about if we convert the Chinese state entertainment is like the show will go back to what it was at its core is being something that is only funny to us.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know?
Yes.
Or it's not something where you're not going to get Chinese guys that are like, dressed like stuff.
Right, right. Yeah, we won't go to shows and it's like there's guys doing cosplay of all of us.
That was the most disconcerting thing in Melbourne. The Adams walking up to
the Adams.
Just the meek Adams.
My
friends call me a figgots too.
Yeah, the guys with the little mustaches.
Yeah, my friends.
The guys in Hawaiians.
Yeah, I'm like the gay one of my group of friends.
I'm the gay one. It's like, no, No, you were your own thing.
I remember the Stavs being ruder than the Knicks. The Stavs were like
they're a little too
wearing
big,
Hawaiian shirts,
too
like
big for their britches.
Yeah, I love pussy.
Yeah, it's like relax, man. Yeah, they can't. They look. You guys aren't going to be able to recreate the magic.
Melbourne
the
was full Comic Con,
but especially not the Chinese guys, and they won't even.
They won't even try, and that's what's beautiful about.
Yeah, they will. They'll sit down every morning. The timer will go off at 9:15 a.m. and then they hit play and they're like, "Yo, okay, podcast," and then sit there in silence listening to the entire thing. They're like, "Okay, work camp."
And then they go, cell phone factory.
Yeah, make praying cards.
We should go be the mayors of one of those like ghost cities that isn't full yet. You know?
Yeah, yeah, we're like 15 million. They got people some wild.
They got this big ass desert out in the west.
That's sick.
That's like. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's like fucking Mad Max out there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to live with the fucking penthouse of like
Can't tell if he's mad or happy Max.
It's tight that they make like future cities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
We should do that here.
Yeah, we should. Fucking Essex. Just fucking build it up.
Yeah.
The beautiful waterfront of Essex.
That'd be great. Yeah, just make Dayton, Ohio really sick.
Yeah, what would be the best place? I mean, look, as a Maryland native, I would love for it to be Maryland.
Nah, it's got to be like somewhere out in the big country, like Wyoming. You're right.
It's got somewhere in the
South
middle.
Dakota.
It's got to be somewhere where you...
Nah, the middle's flat and shitty. You want like, imagine like...
You want some rolling
imagine
hills?
If, yeah, imagine if you somehow could like do skyscrapers in Yellowstone.
That would be sick.
That would be so awesome.
Yeah, let's take over Yellowstone. Sick. But I also want it to be...
That's their best wrestler over there in China.
Yellowstone. Do they have? They gotta have. I mean, Japanese people have wrestling. Is there Chinese wrestling?
There's not Chinese anything.
There's a CBA, the Chinese Basketball Association.
Yeah, but like, well, I guess yeah, they do like basketball.
They love basketball.
They love basketball.
But I'll stand firm on my.
But they got mad at the NBA.
Yes,
because we let Enes Freedom run his mouth a little too much.
That Turk,
I hate
his on my ass nerve.
I would prefer that. I wish like it. Like I don't like the fucking like because it's very feminine to be like. Of course you have free speech. It's like, but right. you don't but at all. You get fired.
You can't
for violating rapidly changing social rules.
Yeah.
On top of that, while living in a time where there's a permanent record of every thought you've ever had.
Right.
Your fucking screen-addled brain is addicted to the phone.
I know.
And you can't help but being like, you know, in 2009, being like, damn, there's this big bitch in line in front of me at Checkers. And then 15 years later, somehow, you get a job at Bank of America.
right.
And then a woman with fucking some autoimmune disease is like, look what I found.
Yeah. It's so funny. People have said this so many times, but it's like no one thought Twitter was like a record of anything.
Mm-hmm.
There's that guy.
No, you
that,
knew, but you don't care.
No, I don't think you knew.
Because it's like it violates like the basic aspects of like social. You're not supposed
like
to.
Like Facebook, I was never considering
yeah.
that the shit. I don't even think my Facebook is still up. I don't know. I haven't used it. But it's like I wasn't considering that. Comments I made.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was like talking into the like AIM, like instant messenger.
Like it goes away.
It's just like, you know, whatever, it's there.
I know a guy that got a job at WWE or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess they use like whatever software just goes through all of your shit in the past. And they found like a tweet from like, or not a tweet, like a Facebook status from like 2007 that's like, what are y'all niggas getting into tonight?
Jesus Christ.
Well, anyway, now you know what? That doesn't violate the rule.
47-50.
The rule is I can say if it's a white guy.
No, you should be.
No. That is my rule. That's my principle.
If you're quoting a white guy, that's the rule.
If I quoted a white guy that got in trouble,
you get to.
I've always said that
he already got in trouble.
And I said that after
someone's paid the penalty.
After the
it's double jeopardy. He can't get in trouble.
Well, it's not double jeopardy. It's journalism.
It's true. They could write that in the newspaper.
Wait, the WWE fired him for that.
They rescinded the job offer, yeah.
Which is like, up until, that's the best part, because the WWE up until like 4 years ago, every non-white wrestler was just a stereotype.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dude, they had an awesome, back in the day, IRS, Irwin R. Scheister. He was just a fucking guy that dressed up in a... He was a Jewish tax man. All of them, dude. The Godfather, just a black guy who was a pimp.
Yeah. Well, that guy's Sexual Chocolate, too. Remember him?
Yeah. That's Mark Henry, though.
Mark Henry.
Which I never understood, because chocolate is already kind of sexual.
I know.
I don't find it to be very sexual, honestly.
You don't?
I don't want to mix chocolate with sex.
That is
what about Valentine's Day? You get a lady chocolate.
Two different.
Your whole life is mixing chocolate and sex.
I like to have chocolate immediately after sex.
Uh-huh. That's mixing.
That's not mixing.
It is mixing.
Mm-hmm. It's two separate things. I have sex, take a little breather, get a little smooch, a little fucking cuddle.
What is surf and turf?
You eat them at the same... It come in the same plate. I don't want...
Would you describe that as mixing?
You don't have them in your mouth at the same time.
I suppose
Hold on. Let me put my toga on and get my finger up.
Huh?
Before we have this conversation.
Yeah, let's do a Greek Senate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I suppose a surf and turf is a... It's a mix, but it's not... There's different levels of mixing.
What's mixed grill?
Mixed grill, yeah, a bunch of different kinds. Okay, sure. But I wouldn't say if I have sex.
Discrete components.
Okay, fair. But if I have sex, right? Let me tell you my ideal situation.
Let me ask you something. You go get mixed grill, right?
Yeah.
You're at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You understand this to be a mixed thing. Comes out on a skewer.
Right.
The skewer, you got fucking, what's in mixed grill? Like octopus or whatever?
No. Just different kinds of meats, usually.
Different kinds of meats, but there's some fish in there sometimes, right?
No, not really.
So lamb and grill. Pork.
We're talking lamb, beef, chicken, grill. Depending on where you go. Let's say a shawarma place.
I've never seen it in real life. I only know it from the Franzen book.
Okay.
But so
who's Franzen?
Jonathan Franzen.
What did he write?
Freedom.
Yeah.
Mixed grill. Did he make him?
In the Corrections, there's a character that becomes obsessed with mixed grill and making.
Interesting.
Mixed grill.
Well, mixed grill typically is, you know, chicken, beef, lamb, let's say. And you could get either a skewer, a kofta, whatever the fuck it is. Three or four different types
of
discrete meats.
Let's say you go and order
a
mixed grill. You're at a good restaurant. You're excited or whatever. Yeah. And it comes out and the skewer has on it two pieces of lamb or whatever.
Wouldn't be the way it's done. It's two different skewers.
Two different skewers. Even better.
Okay.
Then fucking one skewer of lamb, mm-hmm. one skewer of meat.
Right.
Or fucking...
Come out at the same time on the same plate, enjoyed
discrete
in the same
component.
Time.
Mm-hmm. No.
Just enjoyed it the same...
You just said chocolate Nargis? Immediately after sex.
I said, I have... You want to be throwing the word discrete around? It's two discrete activities, I think I used it correctly.
And so is the indulgence
No,
of,
sir.
Yes.
Not at all. You're eating that at the same time.
I think beyond any of that...
This is what... That's like saying you have the mixed grill, and then you leave the restaurant, you go to a fucking ice cream place... And you have an ice cream cone.
You don't go
That's
to
That's like
an
saying,
ice-
yes,
you
do.
Go to
I go
an
to
an
ice cream place all the time.
Did you put your clothes back on before having the chocolate?
I'm in my own home.
Answer the question.
It depends.
Answer the question.
It depends. If my roommate is there, yes. If he's not, no.
Your Honor, please direct the witness to answer the question directly. Yes or no? I'll
he's
remind
fully
you,
nude
Stopper.
And he's tucking his balls and penis between his
I'm
legs.
I'm not doing I would never do that.
Would so you, are you still erect while eating the chocolate?
I'm probably not fully erect, no.
You are partially erect.
I mean, I suppose.
So by your own account, you're fully nude.
We're talking 10 minutes.
Post-coitus.
Sure.
You're eating chocolate partially erect, which by your mm-hmm. by earlier testimony...
It's happening in a different room.
Earlier testimony, we
I'm
were
not
to
smelling
find out
cock and pussy scents.
That you're often partially erect during the act of coitus.
Mm-hmm. Objection.
And you expect,
Objection.
You expect the lady of the jury. The lady of the jury, Miss
Objection
Adam.
Relevancy, Your Honor. How erect I am during coitus has nothing to do with whether this counts as mixing.
I'm going to rule it relevant.
You can't be the judge. You can't affect an old black man's voice and, rule it
I'm
relevant.
Going to look at the evidence.
Oh, my God. Mr.
Case.
Judge Joe Brown?
I'm going to look at the evidence in the case.
Your Honor.
Son, don't play shoots and ladders with me.
Come on, Judge.
You're bringing shoots and ladders to a dominoes game, son.
Judge, I'm saying I fuck, I bust, I lay there.
At the same time as you're eating the chocolate.
No, the chocolate is not there. I fuck, I bust, I leave, I have a little fucking, you know, little cuddle, maybe even throw on whatever you're going to watch. And then you're like, hold on, I got something for
us. How about Judge Joe Math Problem? And he's like, oh, which one is the fender?
Judge Joe Math Problem, huh?
So you are bringing shoots and ladders to a checkers game. Don't play gamers with me, son.
It's a different experience, all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I'll say this. I'll mix chocolate with post-sex hangout.
Mm-hmm. I think the reason those aftercare. Two things are linked is because chocolate is one of those foods that people say is an aphrodisiac.
Here's the thing, though.
But I've never had oysters and been like, I want to smash right
but
now.
But what I'm saying is, I'm not going to eat.
He's saying
pussy.
It's an afro need you to leave.
I don't necessarily need him to leave. It depends what the vibe's like. What I'm saying is I would never take a lick of pussy and then put a fucking thing of chocolate in my mouth.
I don't think that people do that.
Yeah, but
I'm saying.
Also wouldn't take the piece of lamb off one skewer and then the piece of beef on
and
both
put them in your mouth
and jam them in your mouth at the
same
time.
That's
the
best
the
point. That's the most salient point.
But, you know, how about this?
I rest my case.
Yeah. No. I would have them in my mouth at the same time.
Would you?
Sure. You chop them up.
That's
fucking
anarchy, stop.
You fuck around.
That's anarchy.
You're lying.
That's
I'm
crazy.
Not lying. You chop or you fucking dip one thing.
That's insane.
Well, shall I remind the witness that he is under broth? That he is sitting in a tub of broth.
That is one. But that's one experience. Don't tell him that's a good point. That's not a good point.
I made that
my
point.
My ice cream point is a good point. My ice cream point is a good fucking point.
Objection, basting the witness. You're basting the witness, right?
He's not involved at all.
No.
Who the fuck is this at? Asshole in the fucking
I'm the girl.
I'm
the lady.
A friend of the court. I love that. That's like one of the words. It's
friend of the court. Yeah.
This is a friend of ours.
This is a friend of ours.
This is a guy we know.
Yeah. I like if it pleases the court.
I do like
that.
Mm. Yeah. You feel like a little sub slut.
Mm-hmm.
If it pleases, your honor,
your
daddy.
Honor. If it pleases the court, I'll suck you under your robe. Your honor.
Your honor.
I watched that Steve McQueen thing I was telling you about.
Mm-hmm.
The director, Steve McQueen.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the episodes is a courtroom drama, and I just forget every time, but they still wear the wigs there.
Oh, in England?
In England. It's so stupid.
Judges in general look fucking stupid.
Yeah, I mean, you put
what
on
does
a...
the judge wear a suit?
Where do you wear a dress? Yeah, they put it on
the
a dress.
Why are they wearing suits?
It's like in America,
it.
We decided regular dress, no ladies.
No,
old ladies
in
wig.
In some ways, that makes more sense than the little fucking bitch-ass robe.
I mean,
where if you're gonna wear a costume, wear a fucking costume.
I guess, yeah. I guess go full judge.
Go full judge.
Yeah, it's very good. You guys should see.
I'll watch it.
It's about the.
Are we talking about Emily in Paris?
No,
I love
no
that
Judge
show.
Joe Brown. We're not. You actually love it.
What happened to that little Chinese seasons. Judge that was in here earlier?
I watched
Judge Joe.
I watched
Math?
Both seasons while I had the novel coronavirus with my girlfriend. We both had it. So
interesting.
Son, don't put good. Skittles in my M&Ms.
That's anarchy. That would
course,
be crazy.
Of course.
That would be insane.
Anyway.
But it would be cool.
Did you see Steve Harvey as a judge show now?
I did.
He got a law degree?
I am so mad for not. Coming up.
It had to. Yeah, it makes too much sense.
It's one of those things where it's like, what the fuck?
Why didn't they?
But it's not, it's not real court. I mean, the things he's deciding on is like, did he cheat?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
If Trump was still the president, he would let him be a real judge.
Mm-hmm.
Then he'd have my support.
Yeah.
If Trump promises Steve Harvey a judge, a federal judgeship.
Yeah, the Supreme Court should be Steve Harvey, Greg Barrett.
Oh, yeah. He's just not that into you.
Yeah. Joy Behar.
Uh-huh. The Council of Elders.
Yeah.
Who
Lawrence
else?
Lawrence Fishburne.
Okay. Montana Fishburne.
Yeah. The porn star daughter.
Yeah.
What's Montana up to?
I don't know. Looking exactly like her dad in
she
the
does,
face.
She does. But I did jack off to her in high school or college.
In the body, she
out.
Looks like a lady. But
her
in
body
the face,
is sick. But she does look a little
Larry
too much.
Larry Fishburne.
She does look a little too much like Lawrence Fishburne.
It's a little bit disconcerting.
But I did beat off. Did you ever beat off to Montana?
I don't know if I took completion, but I definitely watched it.
You just jacked off a little bit?
I got to say, Sav, I've recently been pausing movies to look up titties a lot.
I was kind of sober from that for a while.
That's awesome, dude.
I've been like,
have you ever done that?
That stops the whole thing.
Have you watched a movie and like, well, there's like a nude scene or paused it?
No, he means like you see an actress.
I know, but have you done that?
Sure, I'm sure. Yeah,
you've done that somewhat recently or in your life.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Why?
Have you ever? Would you say that has ever progressed?
Oh, we're back in court.
Hold on. Okay. Perhaps masturbating to it.
I guess if the movie's not that good, it's a tits to how good are the tits and how good is the movie?
Okay, all mm-hmm. right. That's just unrelated to that. You watch movies often.
Where are you going with this?
Answer the.
I watch movies from time to time.
Just answer. You watch movies time to
yes.
time. Yes. And can you walk us through like let's say it's your movie watching night. You're on the couch.
Sure.
Watching television, presumably.
Uh-huh. The couch, my bed, whatever.
What are you dressed? How are you dressed? Like, how
oh my, I don't fucking know.
You like relax. You make it a. You
he's
make
wearing
it,
his home clothes.
You make it a like a discreet event to watch a movie. Correct.
I couldn't tell you, man. Would I say I'm just whatever I'm wearing. I'm wearing. There's no outfit. There's no movie watching outfit.
Okay,
I put on.
Okay. But watching a movie, you sit down on the couch. You put the movie on.
Wow. Sure.
Right. Do you have a snack per se? Popcorn.
It depends.
Maybe some chocolates.
Very rarely will I have chocolates as a movie watching snack.
Very rarely.
Yes.
And how would you describe what? It doesn't happen.
Tip. I would say popcorn. Sure. Let's say popcorn. Yes.
Chocolate covered popcorn.
No. I don't need chocolate covered popcorn.
How you go to the movies? Correct.
Yeah.
And do you get popcorn at the movies?
Yeah, I get popcorn.
Have you ever gotten anything else at the movies?
Maybe I've smuggled in. What do I get? Maybe I'll smuggle in a Reese's Pieces.
And we've talked Reese's Pieces. Okay.
Reese's Pieces.
Let the record state Reese's Pieces.
Can you tell us what is a Reese's Piece?
It's chocolate and mm-hmm. peanut butter with
chocolate.
A candy-coated shell.
It's chocolate. Right?
Sure.
Chocolate.
At the movies, sometimes I've gotten
at the movies. So while watching movies, you've eaten Reese's
at
Pieces.
At the movies, yes. At a specific building that I've purchased a ticket at, I've had Reese's Pieces.
And have you ever had sex in a movie theater?
I have not.
Damn. But you've heard of people doing it. And that's something that you would
answer
like
the
to
question.
Do.
Answer the that's question.
You've heard of people doing this.
I have heard
and
of
it. And has the thought crossed your mind, damn, I'd like to do that?
I think I'd like to get head in a movie theater.
You think you'd
the
like
popcorn
to get
trick, sure.
The Reese's Pieces trick.
Well, perhaps. I would. I don't. I'm not going to put.
Well, hold on now. Let the record show that the witness has admitted to a rape fantasy where he would trick a woman into.
No.
So
what I'm referring to.
In order to
not,
avoid.
Now I'm imagining you putting your penis through a hole in a popcorn. And then the woman putting her head into a popcorn.
That's what I'm. That's what I'm imagining.
Into a bucket of popcorn.
How's that supposed to work? Because like, you want some like, popcorn? No, use your entire head.
Use your head. No, you gotta use your head.
You gotta use your whole head.
I see where you're getting at, counselor.
It's more of
and
a hand
I would say
job move.
Getting
like.
Head in a movie theater is a different experience.
We're gonna break for Reese's.
Yeah, we're gonna break it. We'll start the second half of this argument at the beginning of yesterday. Yeah,
coming
we'll
up on.
Of
Candy
of
court.
Wednesday's show.
We'll take a 15-minute recess.
On Candy Court next week.